Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
I think we should talk about this.
Yeah, I do think that I'm disoriented, though.
Do you want him to go into the temple by himself while we sit and talk about this?
Fine! Just let me... I'm here, finally! This is where I'm meant to be!
All right, Victor, then throw me your wizard robe so I can use it as a coat and investigate out
Yeah, Victor,
here,
leave all your belongings here.
Yes. Leave some extra clothes, please.
Victor, have any weapons?
He has his spell book and his mind.
Let me try again. Does he have any weapons? Sounds like the answer is no.
Can I ride Steed through the front door?
It is wide enough, yes.
Whoa.
All right. Oh, stay mounted then.
It's really rude to ride your horse into someone's room.
Did anybody want to do anything? A few of the party are headed again.
Really want to get a bowl of Frosted Flakes. Could we take a tiny break?
Oh, yes.
Can I roll for Frosted Flakes, please?
Yes, let's take a break. You can decide whether you let Victor head on to his fame and glory, or if you get in his way.
Fame and glory.
Think about it. Okay, I'll be back.
You're standing in front of a temple. Exits are north.
Back again. So, yes, Victor is decided to rush headlong into the temple, and it sounds like at least Lank and Bathwack are first after him.
Yes.
Nick is going to rush along behind you as well. So they're all heading down the stairs. Unless you all physically restrain Victor, he's going to head down into the temple. What about Will?
I am picturing myself as so cold that I'm just like, I can't really decide, so I'm just going to go in. Especially if I see other people going in, I'm going to stumble in after them.
Okay.
Hope that I defrost somehow.
What about Rafina?
I look to Esmeralda. Should we go in? What do you think?
She looks at you and sighs and just says, I suppose. Get this over and done with so we can get on with what we need to do.
And you wonder if someone's stolen Will's personality and put it into Esmeralda.
All right, come along, Pippa.
All right. So, Victor, followed by Lank, Bathwack, and Nick first head down the stairs into the temple. Icy steps descend 10 feet to a time-ravaged hallway with arrow slits in the walls. Mm. Beyond the hall lies a vast, sepulchral darkness.
Arrow slits? Like they would fire on us from the other side?
Correct.
Hmm.
That's an interesting design.
And you see Victor scurry past them into the darkness beyond.
So Victor is not dead.
Every time you say that, you move that icon so fast, it's like a lightning. It's just like...
Well, yeah, it's because, so yeah.
Oh, because it
so
just does
Victor
it,
yeah. just vanished into the darkness?
He's going into the darkness ahead, yes.
Wait, I have...
Lank see with his dark vision?
Lank is able to see him, yes.
Lank sticks his head into the darkness. Hey! Slow down.
Does anyone want a candle?
Alright. I don't want to leave Lank in a lurch.
I have Lank in the lurch. I have candles, but it doesn't say I have matches. Does anyone have a light?
I actually think I might have matches. I think I do. Yep, but I also have this, and I'm going to pull out my billy club and cast light on it. Light!
So you're going to cast light on the candle.
Except I'm frozen, so it's like, on the candle. Just make the, yep, boop. It's a cantrip, so I can also do that. Mm-hmm. Boop. There.
It's not burning, but it's...
It's just glowing. Mm-hmm. It's a forever used candle. But I also cast on my billy club, so I have some control, because he's a control freak.
All right. So, you head into the darkness. Bathwack, you have no way to see in the dark.
I can't see anything. I was just trying to figure that out.
And I'm like, oh, it wasn't a cantrip. I can only cast it twice. I'm sorry, Bathwack.
Oh.
No, I'll cast it on something for you if you want.
All right.
Well, hold on.
He's
a little bit far ahead, so when you catch up, you can decide.
Oh, bye! Yeah, too bad! Sorry!
What? How far ahead are you guys now? I mean, I guess you don't know. Ask the DM!
You guys have kind of made your way, the first three, as well as Victor, made their way into the room beyond. Those of you with dark vision can see pretty far into the room. Bathwack, as you head in, it looks like Victor actually cast light on his... What would he cast light on? Probably his book, because he's always got his book out.
Yeah. Can he read it if it's cat lice cat? Oh, he doesn't have a hat?
No.
I thought he was like a wizard.
He
does. He's got to have a hat.
He doesn't have a hat.
You're not a wizard! Shh. Fake.
So, is there enough light for me to see just from Victor's book?
A certain distance. It's magical light. It's pretty... It's like 60 feet or something like that. Certainly no dimmer than like a normal lantern or anything like that.
All right. I'm going to wait. I have a way that I can...
Okay.
I have a couple ways I can make light, but they're limited in time. So.
Got it.
Do I have Bernard as an icon anywhere?
Oh, no, I didn't. I don't
think it's okay. It's fine. I'll just assume he's near me unless
not what I wanted. No, I want... It's important.
It is? Uh-oh.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What is he? A dog, right?
You had him as a wolf, so I guess that's probably what he is,
as
a dog.
The...
Whoa! That's the biggest wolf ever! He just made this icon that's like 100 feet across. He's huge! Man. He can't even fit in the temple.
Bernard has our back. Yeah.
He'll watch the entrance for us.
Never mind, Steed Corral. You are no longer needed.
You see him? You can move him.
Yeah, I got him.
So the three of you... you move in to this room. You're on this 20-foot-wide balcony of black marble with a shattered railing that overlooks a vast temple. Black marble staircases at each end of the balcony descend 30 feet to the temple floor below. The vaulted ceiling is 30 feet above the balcony. The walls and ceiling are covered in an amber glaze, lending the gloom a golden sheen. A set of amber doors stand closed at the west end of the balcony. A similar pair stands open to the east.
What's Victor doing?
He is just standing at the edge of the balcony, sort of overlooking everything beyond.
Do you know your way around in here?
I've just been gonna explore everything I can, and, yeah, you guys do whatever you want. I'm gonna find what I need here. I know it. Look at this place. It's magnificent! And he begins heading towards the stairs to the right.
Lang's going to say to Bathmike, should we stay with him?
Yeah, even better if we can slow him down somehow.
Lang's going to try to grapple Victor on the stairs.
Oh.
But try to make it look like an accident.
Accidental grapple.
Okay.
Like, sort of get tangled up in his legs, and they both sort of get stuck on the stairs.
That's how things work on stairs, when you get tangled up with each other.
You don't go flying down.
You just kind of stick there on the stairs.
Right. When we slow down, it may be at the bottom of the stairs rather than in the middle of the stairs, but we're going to lose some forward momentum.
All right, go ahead and give me a strength check.
14.
Okay. You're able to grab hold of Victor there.
Whoa, easy! Watch where you're stepping! Crash.
Alright, the rest of you can have made your way to the balcony, if
I'm
you would like.
I'm gonna stumble in and cast Bonfire and try to warm myself up, because I'm freezing.
Okay. Yeah, you notice no perceptible increase in temperature in this temple,
definitely. Oh, crap.
It's essentially underground, right?
Yep, pretty much. It's down in the mountainside. You see the room as I described it before. The one thing you'll notice is that you do not see Victor, Lank, Nick, or Bathwack, or his horse.
What do you mean we don't see them? They're there. We know they're there. We saw them go down.
You don't see them.
They're not that far away. Check your notes, DM.
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding. Okay.
All right, let me check them. they're like, not there.
Literally, even though we know their icons are right there and they are right there, we don't see them.
You don't know their icons are there. I'm talking to you, Will, and you, Rufina. You don't see your friends. My thing is lit up,
and I can't see them right there. They're 10 feet away.
You do not see them.
Okay, so there's some kind of magic weird stuff going on.
Victor! Bathwack! Link!
Any response?
Can we hear them?
No.
Oh. No. Uh-oh.
Are we, just for clarity, are we on the stairs or are we at the upper right corner of the balcony?
According to the map, you and Steed and Nick are on the upper right corner of the balcony, and Lank and Victor have proceeded a bit down the stairs.
Okay.
Not too terribly far.
Nope.
Hmm.
Lank's going to turn around and see if Bathwack is following. Can I see him?
You see Bathwack.
Oh, okay.
You also see Nick.
So I'm giving them a moment to catch up, because Bathwack had asked if we could figure out a way to get Victor to slow down.
Mm-hmm. And you guys, Nick and Bathwack, you see that Lank has managed to at least temporarily halt Victor's progress.
Yeah. Hey, Victor, what do you think about, before we descend these stairs, maybe we search the rooms up here first?
You can do that if you want. This room seems like the place where something's going on, so I'm heading down here.
All right.
I love how he doesn't even react to the fact that Lank just half tackled him on the stairs.
he's like trying to tug away from you. He's not a very strong person at all, so he doesn't. It's not very hard to keep him there.
All right, fine. Fine. Staring down the stairs. Can I stay on Steed, or am I gonna just slide right down?
No, they're not. You can stay on the stairs. They're not. These aren't covered in ice or anything. You took it slow on the initial steps. They were more exposed to the elements than these. It's all very cold in here, but they're not that slick.
Cool. So I can ride the horse down the stairs?
Yeah. It's your, awesome. It's your magic steed. You have an innate connection with it. And Nick's going to follow after. Rufina and Will, you and Esmeralda are on this balcony.
And we can see each other.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And you see about as far as Will's light allows.
Well, I also have a big bonfire over by this wall. Like, I at least stumble in, mm-hmm. down here, on the balcony, cast a fire. I'm assuming that everyone's around us. I don't even notice that I don't know that they're there. Okay. I'm not panicking yet. As soon as I realize that we don't know where they are, panic time.
Where's Bathwack?
Well, Rufina has been calling their names, and they haven't answered. So Rufina's getting ready to panic.
Huh?
Bill?
What?
I don't know where everyone else went. I guess they must have kept going down, but I don't know which direction they went, if they went left or right.
Bernard, he like barely mm-hmm. is, I think, functioning. Bernard!
What?
Where is everybody? Can you smell them? Can you see them? Run around the balcony. I have to warm myself by this fire or I'm gonna die.
No, I don't see anybody. He starts trotting around. I don't know.
Pippa.
Hmm? It's cold.
Where did the people... Well, you can sit on my lap later, but like, you have to tell me where the people are.
I don't know. Where do you think they went? What do I look like, a hound dog?
Well, yes, a little bit. You've got a big nose.
Hey! Oh, sorry, I'm not Pippa.
No, you're not.
She's proud of her big nose. Yes. Someone finally noticed. really? What? No.
Do we have to choose which way to go down now by ourselves?
Well,
I don't want
to
go down. No, we're not going down anywhere. Where is everybody? What about those doors over there that are open that I can presumably see? The ones that are open.
You can see the ones that are open.
Are they in there?
Well,
Bernard?
I'm yelling.
Bernard, who's in there?
All right,
don't go too far, but go in.
He'll start trotting over there. Everyone, at this point, Rufina and Bathwack, you start to feel something, it's hard to say even what it is, just kind of like tugging at you, like drawing you into this temple, something that feels like this source of good or something, just pulling you in.
Hmm.
Lank and Will, you feel somewhat whether put at unease or a bit disgusted or something, you do not want to go any further into this temple. It's nothing you can't resist, any of you. You have this sort of feeling start to build up in your chest, in your mind, you know, just somewhat within you. Just, you know.
Did you say it's strongest for Will and Lank?
It is the opposite feeling for Will and Lank as it is for Bathwack. Okay.
You're still drawn, right? They're still
no, they are not drawn. No,
we're repulsed.
Repelled, repulsed. Again, nothing, very, very slight. Nothing that you can't easily over. No checks needed, nothing like that.
How does it manifest? Is it like...
Just a, you know, feeling of like maybe a little bit
of... Are we aware of it? Like you can feel sort of crappy and just sort of keep going.
You don't feel like anything's like putting a spell on you or anything, but you feel reluctant to progress, just in general.
For the ones who are drawn, does it feel like we're supposed to go to a certain spot, or is down a certain staircase or something, or is it just
deeper in right now? You feel like not out of the temple, like in, explore, see what's here, that kind of thing.
All right. Guess that's what we're gonna do.
What are we gonna do?
Well, I am starting to feel like this place is pretty great. So I think we should just go down.
I always thought you were weird. I need to leave.
Bernard peers through the open door.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "This room's... looks kind of empty. There's like a hole over there in the floor. I think there's some other doors. Do you want me to like go in?"
"No, Bernard, don't you feel that? We gotta get out of here."
"Huh?
We have to get out of here. This is not good."
"What? You wanted me to look for them. I don't see them in here."
Don't you feel that? It feels weird.
"No.
Not good."
"No."
"Great. Of course you don't. Bernard."
All right. Lank and Bathwack. Lank, Victor is still trying to tug his way out of your grasp.
I'm going to say to Bathwack, this doesn't feel safe.
As you say the word safe, it looks like a spark of fire shoots out of the darkness from the north. What's your AC, Lank?
It is 18.
A spark, this spark, as it flies towards you, it grows in size into this bolt of fire that shoots over your shoulder and crashes into the stairs beyond you.
Hmm. Oh, well,
and everybody's
doesn't seem very safe, does it?
Did he say the word safe too?
The timing of it did not seem like it was a trigger. It seemed more ironic. Hmm.
Great, we're in a sarcastic temple.
At the very least,
Bathwack, would you agree that this does not feel okay? This does not feel comfortable, and he's waiting to see if another spark comes out of the darkness.
I'm starting to feel like we need to continue further, but clearly it's not safe.
Why do you feel we need to go further?
I think there might be something good here. Something, maybe something we need? I don't know. But it's not, you know, some of these other places we've gone into have seemed completely unredeeming, but there's something about this place that, I don't know, maybe it's an illusion, but I sense there might be something here that we need.
Lank is sitting and, not sitting, he's thinking for a moment. And then sort of helps. Is Victor standing at this point and I'm just holding him, or are we still sort of grappled?
With that flame that shot out of the darkness, he kind of ducked and then actually kind of huddled a little closer to you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sort of set him on the stair and say, "Wait here a moment. I'm going to check to see if it's safe."
Okay.
Victor, can you cast any offensive spells? Can you fight?
Oh yes, I have quite an arsenal here, and he pats the book that he's holding.
Sorry, I'm not laughing out loud. Can you stay here and protect yourself if anything comes here?
He looks at you. He says, yes. Yes, I can.
All right. Even better, if you want to go to the top of the stairs and take cover behind the balcony, that'd be terrific.
Okay. I will go up to the top of the stairs and take cover. Take balcony.
Take balcony.
All right. All right, and then I'll follow Link, I guess.
All right. And Nick's going to follow along.
I don't know why we're trying to help Victor so much. You're like, Victor, you can take them.
Yeah, just throw them down there.
Before you go, Victor is kind enough to cast light on your sword, Bathwack.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
All right, so you're heading down into the darkness. Will and Rafina.
Hi.
Bernard has reported that...
Can we see that bright light that they just saw? Or
no.
Can only they see that?
No.
So we're in like another dimension or something.
Heard nothing.
Crap. Hey, I got the healer, guys. Oh, wait, no, you have a healer too. But not as good.
Who are you talking to?
I don't know.
I don't know, just making conversation with the darkness.
They must have gone somewhere. Should we try to find them?
Let's go. I have a good feeling about this place. Come on.
You think it's good that they came in here and disappeared? We're just gonna follow them into the darkness that's gonna eat us?
Maybe
no!
They're gonna throw us a surprise party. Will, you're so
I love
what's a surprise party? No one's ever thrown one for me.
Not like 30 seconds ago, Rafina's like, we shouldn't go here. We should totally, I told you guys, we shouldn't go here.
I think you're thinking of the windmill.
And now we're living here.
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, no. What is it making me feel? Like, sick to my stomach?
Not even that strong.
This feels bad. Yeah. I don't know what you're feeling, Rafina, but this place feels bad, and I bet you it ate everyone else. And I don't think it's a good idea to go, so...
It's probably something you didn't eat. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Right.
Probably the icicles I had for breakfast and lunch.
Well, wait, what are you proposing? That we leave them behind?
Can we just even see if we're allowed to leave? And he's just going to try to go up the stairs and see if there's like a closed darkness that we can't even get up out of the stairs.
Okay.
Can we see that?
He's
like, just wait. I'm not actually leaving. Just wait a second.
I mean, we could leave. I mean, perhaps they are outside or maybe they got transported back to Valaki or perhaps to Castle Ravenloft.
Oh, I think you want to go there. I know your game, Missy.
Ah, you caught me.
Ah, we're going to be best friends. Best friends. All right, let's go up these stairs.
She and Beth and Will are going to have a song now. Beth is going to get jealous.
Oh, he is going to get jealous.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'll pick which one of you I kill.
It's such a quandary.
I will kill you.
But yeah, like I just want to go up this. It doesn't seem from this picture there's like what 8 steps. Like just go up the steps.
It's like
and
10 feet up.
See if we're allowed to go upstairs and out of this building.
Yeah, you head up the stairs. You head back outside. The only real difference is it's still as cold, but there's also a biting wind out here, and the snow is building. But you were able to leave the temple.
All right. Well, we can leave. We can leave, which I feel like is a good sign, but this whole place is terrible. So...
Okay. Your opinion has been registered. Let's continue along.
Oh, no, the windmill! Oh, Rafina, I guess I owe you one for the windmill, but can we, like, at least explore up here first, not go down into the depths of this horrible place?
What, you want to go into these doorways here?
I don't know, I guess, instead
didn't
of just...
your dog already go in? Wait, can I see your dog? I always forget that.
Yes, looking through. He didn't really go in.
He was looking through. Yeah, I'll go there first, since it probably makes sense if he wasn't eaten immediately. Let's go over there. Over here.
Okay. The other group, you make your way down to the floor of this temple. Bathwack, you can only see about light cast like 20 feet bright light and then an additional 20 dim, so you can only see about 40 feet out from where you are. But, Lank, you've got full dark vision, so you can see to the end of the room. I'll just reveal it now. Keep in mind, many of you cannot see all of this.
Mm-hmm.
4 black marble columns support the vaulted ceiling of the temple, at the north end of which stands a 40-foot tall statue of a cowled figure in flowing robes. The statue's stony hands are outstretched as if in the midst of casting a spell. Its face...
Eric, I'm sorry. But you gotta look at the chat. WGM, I think I'm going to attack Will now. Oops, forgot the slash. This is from Alex. That whisper didn't work! I see it!
Wait, where is it? I don't see it.
It's in the
on roll 20, you can whisper to the GM. Unless you're stupid and you forget to type the slash.
That was amazing. I'm so sorry to interrupt, but that was too good. I had to say that.
That's okay.
He can't even see me, but he's going to attack me.
Exactly.
We're in different dimensions. That's just...
Suddenly a sword comes out of Rafina's terrarium, slashes into you. All right. So this 40-foot tall statue is there. It stands between two black marble balconies, one of which has partially collapsed and fallen onto the temple's black marble floor in front of an open doorway. The walls of the temple are sheathed in amber, and the doors leading from it are made of amber as well. Arched hallways coated with amber lead away from the temple to the west and east. Flanking these exits are alcoves that hold white marble statues of robed human wizards with pointed hats and golden staffs. One of them has toppled over and lies shattered on the floor.
So the statues are to the west. Oh, west and east.
Mm-hmm.
On either side of the archways.
These are small ones. And there's that big 40-foot one there in the middle.
Okay.
As you guys reach the base of the stairs and head into this direction, another spark of fire forms in the darkness beyond. Lank, you're close enough to see that it looks like it's originating from the head of the statue.
Ooh.
And it shoots down. And Bathwack, what's your AC?
If I'm using my sword to parry, does it improve my AC in this case?
Do you have your sword out?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, then it's 21.
Okay. That misses. So it flies past you, bounces off of one of the walls of amber, doesn't seem to leave a single dent in it, and just sort of fizzles out into the air. And Nick goes, whoa!
So this one looked like it was aimed at Bathwack?
I love that neither one of us are really that concerned that fireballs are flying at us. Yeah. We're just like, yeah, let's get down the stairs and, you know.
It's like, that was weird. Hope that doesn't happen again.
That's two. I wonder.
Has my...
You're probably done.
Has my... I won't ask for Bathwack, but has my sense of foreboding or desire to not be here changed at all?
Nope.
Well, la-di-da.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to approach the statue.
Okay.
Slowly.
All right.
But without weapon drawn.
How about you, Bathwack?
I'm going to approach the statue quickly with weapon drawn on horseback.
I'm just picturing you, like, jousting with it. Just like, this fucker's going down!
Is Lank, is there anything like with it, like, is there a reason that you're ignoring that as a, your character? Like, is there something that
ignoring the fireballs?
No, that feeling.
Oh no, his actions are based on feeling the way he's feeling.
Okay.
And what Bathwack told him about how he felt, because Bathwack said he felt good about it, and Lank feels bad about it. That's what's driving Lank to keep going.
Okay. To, like, try to put a stop to it, or, like...
Try to...
Just wondering, like, what his kind of internal...
I guess. He doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know why he feels bad and Bathwack feels good, but suspects it has something to do with their relative morality.
Okay.
I don't think Lank trusts himself very much, as much as he trusts Bathwack.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay. So you're headed down into the room. Nick is behind. Rafina and Will, you're heading through the open doors to the room to the east?
Sorry, I scrolled over. Yes.
Okay. All right. So you head on in there.
Oh no, more doors.
All right, so.
Is that umbrella? What is that?
It's what? Totally just an umbrella.
This room is featureless, except for a rough-edged, 10-foot diameter circular umbrella in the floor to the east. No, it's a hole in the floor to the east, and there's empty torch sconces along the walls. Double doors of amber stand open to the north and west, and a single closed door lies just south of the western set of double doors that you just came in.
Can I light the torches on the wall with prestidigitation?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're empty.
Oh, yeah, no, she's empty? Right. They're empty sconces.
Empty
There's no torches
sconces
on them, sorry.
No,
but she can't light
if,
the...
theoretically, if there were torches there.
I could! Dang!
Can't you light whatever you want?
I know, he's... make that air glow, right?
Well... I thought it was maybe like a puzzle or something, and if we did that, then the hole would fill up with jelly beans or something, and it would be a party temple.
Party temple. See, yeah, it was going to be a surprise party.
Yeah, surprise party. Everyone knows how much I love jelly beans, guys.
Filled up with amber-colored jelly beans.
Oh, earwax.
Willis. Ronald Reagan. This is perfect.
What's in this alcove down here? Can we come in? And what's there's like an alcove to the south. If
yeah,
is
it's
south?
Empty.
It's out empty. Just mm-hmm. nothing. Nothing
it's
in the room inside the hole.
Yep, and the doors.
All right, Bernard. What's down that hole? Don't jump down. Just stick your nose down there a little bit. Don't fall down.
Let's see. It looks like another kind of room down there. Maybe 30 feet down or so. Looks like you could probably climb. It's pretty rough, the hole.
You think I can climb, Bernard?
I think even you could.
Good one.
What's he saying?
He's saying that I could climb down that hole. Even I could, which I don't believe him. I think he wants me to fall to my death.
Should I go down that hole? I'll go down.
Oh, no. Don't go down a hole in a deserted temple. A deserted... No matter how many jelly beans are down there, do not go down. God, no. There's some doors here. We could look in there first. This is terrible.
All right, let's look in the doors first.
God, let's please not go in a pit. No. Let's cover it up.
Cover it up?
Don't you have an umbrella to cover it up? Open it and just place it over the center.
Wait a second. This isn't a hole. This is just an inverted umbrella. Look. Up and put it over our heads.
Yeah, I guess we'll peek. I'll keep peeking. The ones that are right there, they're open.
The open doors to the north?
I mean, because I'm going to assume if they're still here, they've got to be where the doors are open, right, Rafina? I mean, I don't want to go down into the depths of horribleness. I'm going to assume they're where open doors are.
Well, my feeling hasn't changed.
What?
Oh, feeling? What a feeling. So I'm happy not to go down that inverted umbrella hole. That's totally fine. We'll just keep it in the backs of our minds that it's here. And let's go look at the other door.
All right. So you peer through this other door, assuming leading with your light so you can cast light down it. Uh-huh. And you're able to see, you know, kind of part ways down the hallway. It looks like a kind of a long hallway. It's 20 foot wide corridor. And the floor of what you can see from here is this black marble. It looks like it's cracked. Looks like superficial cracks through the marbling on the floor. From where you are, though, you know, it just kind of your light peters out into the darkness beyond. Nothing supernaturally dark, just dark enough that you have trouble seeing.
I'm going to call their names again down that hallway.
Okay. Your voice echoes off into the depths of the corridor beyond.
Rafina, they're not here.
Hey, let's keep looking. Let's keep looking.
No.
Do we open this closed one? Or is that likely to kill us? What do you think?
Yeah, you do it. You open it.
All right, I'll open it. And I grab the doorknob. And I stop and I look to see if there's a keyhole. Is there a keyhole?
No.
I try to squint through the doorknob anyway.
Okay.
Through the doorknob!
You actually pass through the doorknob. You are now in the room.
She found the secret way to open this door. You have to pass through the doorknob.
And then I remember I can open closed doors at will, so I do.
All right. Door flies open.
Whoa!
And bats fly out.
Beyond, you see what looks like an old barracks.
Whoa!
There's basically shattered wood. It's all that remains of the guards' bunks.
Shattered wood? Like, it looks like it was shattered by something, or just, like, fallen apart with age?
Yeah, more the latter.
Oh.
It doesn't look like anything, like, rampaged through here, just...
Well, from the art it does, so whoever drew this, it's probably someone very talented. I'm sorry for even offending you at all. But still, it looks like someone shattered that in a rampage.
All right, well, I call out their names. Bathwack! Vic! All right. Link! Are you here? In this ravaged old barracks?
Speaking of whom, Lank and Bathwack and Nick are approaching the statue there in the north part of the room.
Do we have to be in a turn initiative or anything?
Right now, no.
All right. So, I mean, yeah, I can go 60 feet per second, so I'm pretty far ahead of everyone else, I think.
Oh, do you pass Lank? You know, you trot ahead of him?
Yeah.
Lank's not moving terribly quickly.
I'm going to charge the origin of these bolts, wherever it is.
Okay.
Why are you laughing?
Just the picture in my head, like, tilting at windmills, but it's a statue and you're a turtle.
All right. Bathwack and Lank, I would like you to give me a dexterity saving throw.
Uh-oh.
I'll give you a dexterity saving throw for days.
Cool.
Oh.
Oh, that won't last for days.
Please, that is after you.
Total of 9.
Bum 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 bum.
Oh no!
Okay, and so you can help me add this.
Me?
Oh, that's bad.
Oh god, he's rolling like the max. I can't even see how fast you're rolling. It's so Oh, no! Oh, okay. Good. That was a couple ones there.
All right. So, as you approach, this spark of, not fire this time, but it looks like electricity, shoots out of the face area of this statue, which is shrouded in darkness, shoots down towards you. As it flies, it leaves behind a bolt behind it, so it, like, forms a bolt of lightning as it shoots to you, Bathwack. It crashes into you. You take 42 lightning damage.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
And then it shoots outward in 2 separate bolts.
Oh, no.
One strikes you, Lank, dealing 42 lightning damage.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
And Nick sees it coming, and he dives and just slides across the floor on his belly.
I'm totally having deja vu.
And it shoots into the floor where he was standing.
Oh, my God.
This is exactly like with the weapons.
At this point, it's probably good for you all to make, what is it called? Initiative rolls.
Oh, okay.
What's it called?
I honestly couldn't remember.
I didn't know what you were talking about. So.
A hasty pants-shitting retreat?
That's what I was thinking, but...
Even us? We're in a different dimension or whatever.
Not you.
Okay.
I rolled a 1.
1 again?
Really?
Yeah.
13 yeah. for Lank.
So that's a 2, I believe.
This is not good.
Alrighty.
Man, whatever's in there. Oh, wait. Does Steed get hit?
Nope.
Is Steed dead again?
Oh, no, Steed!
That poor phantom horse.
Am I knocked off the horse or anything?
Nope.
Alright.
Bathwick, are you still then charging forward?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, we'll see. It's Lank's turn. Lank, what would you like to do?
Well, Lank would have been only about here, probably, I think. Okay, with that kind of distance, also, like, in a considerable amount of pain. Mm-hmm. But I would have seen Bathwack get hit as well.
Yep, it hit him right before it hit you.
I'm going to call out to him, are you hurt?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm fine. Let's keep going.
Ah!
I'm not dead yet.
I'm not dead yet, yeah. I can still ride.
Does this... I'm trying to have a conversation with him while he's charging. Lank is indecisive. He's going to... If that's as close as Nick is, Lank's going to help him onto his feet.
Yes, you can help him up.
I feel like we need to close the distance. I'm just going to shout that. We should try to close in.
Then, yeah, I'm going to start running, but I would be slower, so I'd get about here.
If you take your action to run, you can move another 5.
Oh, okay.
Then you just can't attack or anything.
That put me about there.
Okay. Yeah, you're pretty close to the bottom of the statue there. Okay.
Blank hasn't drawn a weapon yet.
Got it. All right. It is Nick's turn, and he is going to take a similar approach, but he is going to scoot behind this column on the right side of the room to put basically between him and the statue, and he's going to hold there. And Bathwack, what would you like to do?
So on Steed, I can move 60 feet. So I can get right up next to the statue, but can I do so in a way that lets me try to scale the statue? Or is there, like, can I see as I approach it? Is there any clear way to get to whatever is shooting at me?
The head itself seems to be obscured with some sort of darkness, like probably magical, you think, at this point. So it's hard to make out right up there what's going on. Otherwise, you think you could probably make a decent attempt at climbing up there.
So let's do that with my movement. Whoever you think I can do it. So we're like 5, 10, 15, 20.
You can easily get there on Bathwack, or on Bathwack, on Steed.
All right, so I'll ride Steed, but then to dismount, I need to dismount and then start climbing.
I mean, I would assume you would want to take the boost from the horse.
Yeah, yeah. So it's I'd like to just try to jump off and grab onto the statue.
Yeah, so go ahead and make an athletics check.
Okay. All right, 21.
That's a good roll. All right, yeah, you grab on. You grab on at about 8 feet up, and you start to scale. You make your way up to about maybe, I'll say, 20 feet up. You're about halfway up the statue, sort of at...
All right, great. I think if I have an action left, I should heal a little bit.
Okay.
So I'll use half of the pool. Mm-hmm. 20 hit points.
Got it. Cool. Then we cut back to Rafina and Will.
Okay, let's open the next door. Cue our door opening music.
All right. You don't see any doors yet to open.
Oh, I meant we are going to cross over to the next, to the other side of the plaza. Wait, what's that called? Balcony.
Yeah, probably not go deeper in yet. Yeah.
I mean, not open, but they are closed doors that way. Okay. There is a door on the opposite end of the balcony on in the western wall, and there's a small, double doors, and there's a small door set close to there in the southern wall.
Oh, I see it.
All right, Will, what do you want to do first?
Can I double check once again that we can get out of here? Can I make my way up the steps?
Look, yeah. I'm a little bit busy checking the door.
I just want to see. Can I see, like, sunlight or daylight? I know I can't see sunlight, but daylight.
You can see the little bit of light.
Because there isn't a door here, right?
No, there is
it's
not.
Just
it's just open to the
opening,
elements. Yep.
So I can see that we can still get
there's
up
no
there.
Obstruction physically between you and the outside from what you can
all
tell.
All right. Let's, I don't know, the south one? The one that's the before we get to the other end?
Let's open it.
All right. That one swings open. Alakamush.
Alakamush.
To reveal a similar room that you had revealed before. Mm. Looks like another barracks for some guards or something like that in disarray. Not much
boring.
Left in there.
Boring! Let's go to the next one.
Oh god, she's so happy!
You just don't like that she's happy. It has nothing to do with where you are at this point. It's just like, oh, that mood! Alright.
I'm gonna yell again down these stairs, see if they're, like, as we pass, yell down the stairs.
Okay.
The stairs into the big dark room.
Yep,
you
just get
an
echo.
Abyss. Great.
Nice cold
and
echo.
And then I say, fuck you guys! If this is a trick, it's not funny!
Unless it's a birthday party, then thank you!
All right, so you open these other doors and to reveal this room. It's pretty big. It's like the size of the other one minus that alcove to the south.
Are those like coffins or something?
No, they are bedrolls made of stitched animal furs covering the floor.
Hmm.
There are torches in sconces on the walls. In the picture, they're lit. They're not lit.
Oh, okay.
But there are torches in them.
There are torches! I don't need it, but maybe we could take them to the other place and see if jelly beans fill up in there.
Not really. Appears lived in, huh?
And you hear hooting of cold air as it rushes into the room from a fissure in the southwestern wall. Geez. Southwest corner of the room. The one end is kind of curved, as you can see on the map.
Does it look like there are signs of life here? Can I roll for investigation?
Sure.
13 plus 5, 18!
Okay. The torches seem relatively fresh. They don't look like hundreds of years old or anything. You think you could light them even if you didn't have magical ability to do so.
Okay.
That alone makes you think that something at least has been in here and put them somewhat recently.
Like, are the beds covered in dust?
No.
Or...
No, they're, you know, it looks like this room has been kept somewhat in good shape.
There are some things here. I don't know if there are creatures or people... But something's here, Rafina!
Oh, good, okay.
No!
What kind of animal fur is this, do you think?
I roll to see the animal fur.
I reach down and I pet one of the rolls.
17, for whatever reason. What would I... Would that be nature? I have plus 2 to nature, which makes no sense. Mm-hmm. I should take a negative number in that and put, like, a positive number in something else, is what I should really do. So let's just say it's 15 or something, even though I rolled a 17. I don't know, I'm just trying to be fair. Mm-hmm. I feel like Will doesn't know anything about nature.
It, just in terms of what you've seen, this is the only exposure you've had to any kind of animals.
No, I mean, so you I'm sure out, I know first.
You see, roll out rat, and you roll out bat, so you think it's probably wolf.
Oh no. I guess werewolves wouldn't have made these out of their own pelts, so maybe they're some kind of valiant warriors, but also maybe they're gonna kill us. And Bathwack, Nick, look! Shout again. And of course nobody answers.
They don't.
Well, let's keep looking.
Oh boy.
Are there anything, is there like a closet in this room or anything?
No closet. No wardrobe, nothing like that.
So just beds and no place for clothes? Mm-hmm. Like, are these naked people or just horrible people that only wear one set of clothes? Who does that? Says
sir.
Will.
Will, since he's come here?
Shut up! But these people live here! Why do they have no clothes? Yes, let's open this door. Maybe it's a closet.
That double door?
Yeah,
these double grand amber doors in the north wall.
Yeah,
it's your fancy closet.
Cool. Okay, so you're able to see down this hallway a little bit. It's also 20 feet wall. The walls are sheathed in amber.
Mm.
This end of the hallway that you can see appears to be scorched by fire.
Oh, no.
And a charred corpse lies on the floor here under a burned fur cloak.
Oh,
crap.
How nice is the cloak? I'm freezing. That's what it's gotten to. I'm really role-playing here. How burned is it?
You think you might get a little bit of warmth out of it.
Can I prestidigitate any smells off of it? Like burned human or halfling flesh or whatever flesh...
Whether the smells exist or if you imagine they exist, your OCD prestidigitation is able to sufficiently make it so that you don't smell anything anymore.
All right, success! I will be partially not frozen when we have to leave here, which is now, right?
The other thing you see is down at the end of the hall. It's hard to say what, but you see some like looks like. Green flames bobbing in the distance, maybe 60 or 70 feet away.
Oh, crap. We already saw green flames at the gate.
I want to investigate and look around this corpse, see if I can figure out more about who it is.
Okay. Give me an investigation.
I'm not going to get a very good investigation because I cannot find my dice. Oh, here it is. It rolled under my computer. Okay. 7 plus 0.
Okay. You're not sure who this was. He looks like he was burned to death.
Oof.
And he doesn't really have much on him, though you do see he has a staff sort of laying near him.
Hmm. My shirt's a boy?
Yes.
Everything is burned but his penis. Ah, it's a man!
It is beautiful and intact.
What kind of game is this?
By intact, I mean uncircumcised.
What the fuck?
Well, thanks for putting that up.
Does the cloak have any pockets?
You'd have to ask Will.
Yeah. How long is it? Like, how burned is it? Is it singed on the bottom, and so, or is it, like, burned all the way up and it's only warming my neck? Like,
well, it's not burned away. It's like the fur on, a lot of it is burned off in places. It's got a significant amount of holes, like, so, you know, it's not incredibly serviceable and looks terrible.
I am very upset, but I'm freezing. I am role-playing the shit out of this.
And there are no pockets in it.
No pockets. Sorry. Are you going to pick up the staff? You said staff?
I did say staff.
Yeah. Oh, do you want me to?
Well, I was going to pick it up if you weren't going to. Seeing as how I have this lovely cloak.
You might as well
complete the ensemble. And check this staff out.
You may absolutely take the staff. It might have been the thing that killed her.
Oh, great. You're probably right.
But it's all yours.
I'm so glad you're getting a good feeling from this place when there are charred corpses everywhere. And by everywhere, I mean just here. But still, there might be more.
This is the last person who was crabby at this place.
Oh no! That's mean.
Do you pick it up?
Yes, I pick it up. Do I immediately die?
Uh-oh. No, you don't immediately die.
Okay.
Now you're holding a staff.
Do I investigate it?
I don't know. You'd have to tell me that.
Yes, I invest. That's what I'm saying. I'm picking up and looking at it. I'm not like actually picking it up to complete the pimp look that I've got going on or something. All right. Natural 20. Yes. I'm either rolling horribly or really well. So was it an investigation?
Sure.
It's 25 then.
That's fine. Okay. You're immediately able to tell that this is a magical staff.
Whoa.
Mind blown.
You can tell that it is a staff of frost.
Whoa.
You also sense that this staff had corrupted the previous holder somehow.
Ooh. I was
And you think that if someone were to try to wield this staff or even keep it for any length of time, they would probably suffer a similar fate. Of some sort of corruption.
Ah, fuck the staff.
But not. It wouldn't be like some. It doesn't seem like something that's gonna harm you. It looks like something that would affect you somehow.
Can't get any worse, right? Nah. Nobody gets my joke because I didn't say that out loud. So,
The other thing you notice is as you're holding it, the effects you feel of the cold in this place drop away.
Everything I was worried about no longer matters.
Oh my god.
It's worth it.
Actually, I'm going to say that it's worth it for a little bit. I'm going to hold it. Do I have any perception of how long it would take to corrupt me?
No.
Fuck.
It's already corrupted you.
I know. Oh, no. Okay. Here's the thing. This is not a nice staff, Rafina. Just like this is not a nice place. But I feel not cold when I hold it. And I am really cold.
Yeah.
So...
I say it's a staff of frost. It has 10 charges.
Mm-hmm.
And you, while holding it, you can use an action to expend one or more charges to cast a cone of cold spell. Which takes 5 charges, fog cloud, which takes 1 charge, ice storm, which takes 4 charges,
Whoa.
Or wall of ice, which takes 4 charges.
See, like,
and it regains expended charges every day.
You could be some kind of frosty wizard with this thing, which might make sense if we weren't already in the fucking ice world that we are living in, but at least it makes me not freezing. Can I experiment with it and see, like, if I hold it for a few minutes and then, like, put it down... Do I just feel better, or do I immediately get freezing again?
As soon as you drop it, you feel the cold again.
Does it feel like it's an illusion, or like, am I actually protected against the cold? Like, do
the
I feel like my hands... So I'm actually protected against the cold.
Mm-hmm.
Rafina, it's really tempting. I think I'm going to carry it around with me for a little bit.
Whatever you want, Will.
She's so nice.
If you don't make me put it in my terrarium, there's a lot of things in there I don't want corrupted.
Don't worry, I'll only give it to Bathwack and tell him that it's wonderful.
And Bernard says, yeah, I mean, how much more can you be corrupted? I mean, you're just responsible for the death of our sister.
Whoa!
That was a low blow.
That escalated quickly.
Back to Lank and Bathwack.
We're
reeling from how quickly that escalated.
Wow!
I mean, yes, we just lost half of our health from this magic lightning bolt, but that was harsh!
Yes, it was! And then he jumped away, so I couldn't even respond!
You'll be able to respond.
You twat!
Just think of it this way. I'm giving you time to think about what your response is.
Yeah, right.
You non... misogynistic insult.
What?
So, Lank and Bathwack, I need you to give me a wisdom saving throw.
8.
We should remember that because of the Beacon of Argenvast, we have +1 on saving throws.
It's a good 9 thing to remember.
And if you're close enough to me, which you're not.
Yeah, so
you would, right, never would have.
You would have, kind of, yeah.
You would have survived, but you didn't.
Ah, what the hell? That's a natural 1.
Oh my god.
What is wrong with you? Says Link.
Both of you drop whatever you're holding.
Whoa.
And, Bathwack, what's one of, like, your greatest fears?
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
It's me. It's Will. I strike fear in his heart. I can't even say that without...
I'm about to ask you the same question, Lang, so you can think, too.
A cheeseburger, because he's a vegetarian.
Honestly, Bathwack, it's being separated from his family and his tribe.
Oh, okay.
Aww. Like he is right now?
What? No, but I mean, being forced to relive that.
Yeah.
Oh, the moment of.
Mm-hmm. You suddenly forget that that has not happened, and you feel like, you know, you're that close to your family and tribe, and you feel like if you go up there, that's going to happen. So you are frightened, and you're compelled to take the dash action and move away as far as you can. From that point.
Ah, crap.
What about you, Lank? What's Lank most afraid of?
Being friends with Will.
I like how Will is everybody's worst.
So this is not you being charmed, right? This is being afraid.
Yeah, this is not a charm effect.
Yeah.
I think for Lank it would be reliving that moment. So relatively recent, in the temple, when his memory of getting out through the underground tunnel was instead him getting buried alive in the underground tunnel, and the pain that he felt afterward.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, you feel like if you go up there, that's going to happen to you. Something in there is going to cause that to happen for real, not just something that snaps away. And so, again, you are also forced to move away on each of your... turns.
Yikes.
And then we go to Lank. So, Lank, I would ask you to take the dash action and move away by the safest available route from this statue.
I think that line there would be the farthest I could get, although would dash then require me to...
Yeah, you basically move 50 feet. 25 for your movement and 25 more for your dash.
So about there.
All right. Nick says, Lank, where are you going?
Lank can't speak.
All right. And so, Nick is going...
Oh, no, I think very hoarsely, like, the only thing he would be able to say is run.
Aww.
To Nick.
Okay. Nick is going to approach the, he's going to hear that, but he's still going to approach... And he's going to go up kind of like the side of the statue, and he's going to try to start climbing there.
The boy does not take directions well.
All right, and he starts to make his way up the side of the statue. Bathwack, I would like you to move and dash as far away from the statue as you can, safely.
Can I flee off?
You don't have to, like, leap off.
Yeah, can I flee back onto steed?
Mm-hmm. That would be Very quick way to get away.
I can move really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Where am I going to go? I don't know what's down the hallway to the west, so I might prefer to flee up the stairs.
That would probably seem safer to you, I think. Yeah.
So that's like 120 feet if I run,
mm-hmm.
which is like all the way up the stairs. Is that right?
Yep.
All right.
Whoa.
All right.
Easy pickings over there.
Uh-oh.
All right.
And Bathwack, as you run, you hear a multitude of taunting voices in your head calling you God Folly.
God Folly?
Fantastic.
What does that mean?
Fantastic.
What does that mean?
It's Will.
I have to kill him now.
And Lank, you still feel this fear coming over you. But mixed within that, maybe even caused by it, you suddenly get this underlying urge that you feel like maybe even would even help you with the fear or that dread that you're feeling to hurt someone, anyone. And not a compulsion that you have to obey, but you're feeling it build a little bit within you.
Okay, and I'm aware of it?
Yes.
Okay. But I don't have an action right now.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
And, yes, then, Will and, Rafina.
Oh.
Bernard has just hurled that one little barb at you.
Hmm.
Will.
What did you say? You said...
Oh, yeah, about being corrupted.
Yeah, right.
How much more corrupt can you be?
Yeah, nice. Yeah. I get it. I heard it. I don't need to hear it again.
I don't know. Maybe you do.
Wow. That doesn't make any sense. You wouldn't need to repeat it. It's already in the same moment. He says, that's really... ridiculously virtuous and oversimplifying things a bit. Don't you think? Yes, I do think. And you should too. You should say that you think so.
No, I don't.
I could probably make you say it. You're
would
being
you?
A jerk.
Maybe you would.
No, shut up. Terrible. Stupid.
And I only hear one end of this argument, right?
Correct.
Will?
This place sucks. We gotta get out of here.
Can you tell any more about this corpse than I can?
Huh? Oh, the corpse, right. I was talking to the corpse. I look at it. I'll investigate it, but I feel like distractedly. I'll roll at disadvantage. How about that, DM?
Oh, wow,
sound
look
good?
At you DMing yourself.
18? 20. 18 and 20! What a, like, holy crap. But it wasn't a 20.
But kind of. Wait.
That was ridiculous.
I had to cut that off
halfway. Investigation?
Yeah.
5. I feel like, but you know what? It almost, I'm going to explain it like this. Mm-hmm. I'm really pissed at Bernard for saying that, and he does think it's unfair, and mm-hmm. he's, like, enraged, and I feel like that's when Will is, like, really actually pretty sharp. He can be pretty sharp when he's, mm-hmm. like, defending himself. Because
mm-hmm.
he's like, wait a second! I'm going to pull up every single thing that ever happened in the history between you and I.
Mm-hmm.
And as he's thinking that, he's looking down, he's fucking Sherlock Holmes right now. Mm. He's not fucking Sherlock Holmes, but he is Sherlock Holmes. Right now.
I mean, just with the,
I will win this argument right after I'm done with this guy.
Oh, no! No! Nick Daddy Mbaku's gonna make a joke about how I'm a necrophiliac with this body. It's not true, mister! That guy keeps tweeting that I have sex with dead bodies all the time.
Wow.
No, it's because of that joke they from back there. When it was like Goran made that joke. Jose made that joke.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I don't know how it came about, but I was saying that I wanted to like look at the body or something. And then it was like,
oh,
it turned
yeah.
into this thing about like, oh, Will likes to have sex with dead bodies. And it happened one time. And he loves
have
that joke.
Have sex with one dead body and then for the rest of your life you
And I remember saying in the episode, I'm like, this is never going to go away, is it? And with him, it never did. Yeah, it's pretty great.
So you, you're pretty sure this guy was a magic user, mostly based on the fact that you have this staff that
right.
he had. Also just from, like, the holes in the cloak and whatnot, you think he was attacked by something.
By this fire over there?
Maybe.
Right. Rafina, he was probably attacked by this fire that's over there.
Well, check his dental records.
What?
I want to know. Yeah, look in his... Oh, never mind.
Does she he starts have pulling any... out his teeth. This is what I mean.
Individually.
Does it look like he has any jewelry on or anything? Was he wealthy?
Do I look at that? Can I tell? I mean, I rolled a natural 20, but then an 18.
You don't see anything like that.
Nope.
On the body.
This guy wore full fur cloaks and had a cold staff, and then he got killed by fire means. That I am so smart right now, and my brother sucks! And then he's gonna fling open this door over here, because he's mad and dramatic. And he's probably gonna get eaten by something. This door right
okay.
there.
Okay, open that door.
I'm gonna kill myself right now in my
defiant. As you head up to the door, you're able to
mood.
See a little further down the hallway, too.
I don't want to go down that hallway.
You see some arrow slits in the wall to the east.
Ugh.
And another door further down. You're able to also see further down near the end of the hallway. You see what look like the flames. They're in the darkness, basically, but they're floating around down there. And you think they may be flaming skulls.
Oh, no. Let's get out of here.
Traveling toward us or just there?
Just bobbing around down there.
Oh, no. Gross. No. Let's get out of here. I'm just kidding. I don't want to open this door. Bernard, leave. Let's get out of here. There's flaming skulls over there! Unless you want to make friends with them, Rafina. Would you like to try, since this place is so nice?
Apparently I still have this happy feeling. It's unaccountable.
What do you do, Rafina?
Let's go back out to the balcony.
Okay.
Oh, wait. There's another door we haven't looked in.
There's a couple doors. You didn't open either of them. Will said he stops as soon as he realized that they're flaming skulls
flaming
down there.
Skulls,
oh,
that's
a bad hallway. I'm sorry. I thought you just hadn't revealed what was through the door.
You didn't uncover the hallway. That's
I know. There's still
too.
Dark near the end there.
Oh, okay.
I see. You know, I see.
Right. Right. So he more clearly states, the skulls are at the end of this hallway. I was about to dramatically open this door, but I'm not feeling so dramatic right now. I'm feeling a little... like there are skulls over there. So let's go out this other door that we know doesn't have skulls behind it. Right?
Okay. If you're sure. What do you think, Esmeralda?
I think you guys need to do whatever you need to do to satisfy yourself here, and then we should go. I don't know that there's any sign that your friends went this way, so I don't,
Well, where do you think they went? You're the tracker! Hey! You're a tracker or something!
Well, you felt the need to follow the open doors, which I thought was a wise way to go, but then you felt a sense of dread or something from a dark hallway, so you gave up on that track.
Okay, well then let's go about down the dark hallway. It's better than a hallway with flying fiery skulls. Right, guys? Right? Let's go down that hallway instead.
Well, okay.
Right, now you
the hallway to the east, just to be clear.
They're in the hallway on the west. Talking about the one to the east.
Okay.
So we get back out and walk across the balcony.
As you walk away, you hear from the end of the corridor.
No.
You hear, where are you going?
What?
We're lonely.
What? What? What?
And that's where we're in tonight.
What?
Rafina's so excited. Something's lonely.
Oh my god. I just said go make friends with them. I was being sarcastic.
Oh, this is my wheelhouse. Time for some hugs.
Oh, no! Rafina's going to burn to death. She's going to try to hug these fiery skulls.
That's probably what happened to this other guy.
There's another hugger right here, Rafina.
Oh, it's my brother, long-lost brother Rafino.
Rafino!
Short, of course, for Serafino.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.